Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, I'm certain the last 2 days, 3 days, we've seen nothing but rioting in the streets in Baltimore. They've not given us any other news, pretty much, and that's all we've seen. I'm kind of tired of watching it. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of tired of watching it, and I'm not demeaning at all what's happening there. It's just that I know that there's more going on in this nation and in this world than the riots in Baltimore. And all the analyzing and all the speculating is doing no good. They need to clean it up. You know, I have, all of us have watched the mother as she whoops her boy and tells him he's going to come home and he's not going to riot and he's going to behave himself. And they did. And she's, you know, a lot of people want to give her Mother of the Year award. Well, before I get on with some news that I really want to share with you, I wanted to share this from a listener. I won't give her name, but she's out of Illinois. And she says, I'm sure everyone has seen the video of the mother having some intense fellowship with her son. I'm sure she made a believer out of him. She made one mistake. She didn't hand him a shovel and a broom and a dustpan to clean up the mess. He may have squealed on a few of his friends just to get some help. And then she goes on to explain, many years ago, a couple of kids stole a car and went joyriding and ended up in our neighbor's front yard, spinning around and having a big time. When they got caught, the property owner told the police, first, they're going to get a rake and a shovel and straighten up the yard, reseed it, and then you can do with them whatever you want. She says, I don't think they ever went joyriding again, and a lesson driving home. You know, sometimes the punishment we deal out, it's what's really going to make a difference in the lives of our children. Now, those, all of them are not teenagers, but the majority of what started there in Baltimore were teens. They were young people. And the fact that they were letting them get away with it, letting them blow off steam and destroy property is just absurd to me. I didn't even let a kindergartner do that. They threw a fit and they hurt something. They had to clean it up. You have to learn to be responsible and respectful. The ones that they hurt are the ones in their own neighborhoods. And then we look horrible to the world. Well, in this world, in Nebraska, there's some things going on. And I have advised this gentleman to call on a legal foundation called Mountain States Legal Foundation. I'm not sure if they can help him or not, but I'm certain they can give him some advice. But he said he wanted me to know this. And you know, I'm probably the only talk show host that cares about your property, that cares about your livelihood, that will take a story out of an email by request. I don't do them all, but most of them I do. He says, good morning, Beth Ann. And I'm going to share his last name. My name is Mr. Yeager, and I have a small ranch southeast of Valentine, Nebraska. I have a 10-year-old son, and we listen to your show every chance we get. We are having a problem in our area, and I thought maybe you could stir up some commotion about it. And my ranch sits in the middle of a Valentine National Wildlife Refuge Preserve. They do not graze it. They don't do anything with it for that matter, he says. Well, now they are going and doing controlled burns, which they very rarely have control over and usually depend on our local volunteer fire department and ranchers to put them out when they lose control of them. We have lost grass, fences, and nearly a herd. At one point, due to these fires, that is not to mention the wildlife they are supposed to preserve, they burn out while they're doing so. They are preparing to do a burn today, and I got this yesterday, which I did not find out, he says, about it until this morning, because they have to tell no one. They don't have to answer to anyone. Just yesterday, my son and I were watching the baby geese as their parents were taking them to the lake that they are burning around today. Goodbye, baby geese, he says. The rangers around these parts have been trying to get them to stop the controlled burns and turn over the grazing rights back to the ranchers, where they should be if they would graze instead of burn. It would put things back in natural order. But we have had very little, if no luck at all, so far. What is called common sense seems to be uncommon nowadays. If you have any ideas, we would all appreciate them. And maybe the public needs to know what's going on as well. Us ranchers do not seem to have enough support to get anything done. There are nearly 50,000 acres of government land here that basically go to waste when the ranching community is starving for grass and land to run cattle on. He says, thank you in advance for your time and any help you could give us. We appreciate all we can get. While the media watches Baltimore riots, people in Nebraska are fighting the National Wildlife Refuge Preserve to hold on to their land, to hold on to the grass, to make a living. Just make a living. They're not trying to get rich. They're just trying to make a living. But they've got to fight this bureaucracy, the National Wildlife Refuge. Now, I don't know what it's like there, Mr. Yeager. I've been through that area once. It was quite an experience. I mean, the land is totally different from Missouri. And I like to look at the different lays of the land. And we have affiliates in Nebraska. So I have a lot of Nebraska listeners there that are ranchers, that are farmers, that are producers, that are business people, struggling on a day-to-day basis. And here we are once again fighting bureaucracy. But nobody in the media is going to tell you about that. Nobody in the media is going to tell you what a struggle these men are having, these families are having in Nebraska. Because we're busy watching the riots in Baltimore. And that's all we're watching, is the riots in Baltimore. We've heard nothing. We've heard nothing about Iran. We've heard nothing about the email scandals. We've heard nothing except for the rioting in Baltimore. 50 states in this nation and countries around the world, yet all we focus on this week is Baltimore. Mr. Yeager, call me this afternoon in the office and let me know how things are going, and I'm going to give you a connection with Mr. Perry Pinley. William Perry Pinley is his name, and he goes by Perry, of the Mountain State Legal Foundation, and I think he can probably give you some advice, if not some help. We're going to find you some help if we possibly can. Where is your county sheriff? Man, never give this land, never, never, never give this land to the federal government. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HanbyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hanby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HanbyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. In the first segment, the most important thing that I was saying, in my opinion, was I was sharing with you what's going on in Nebraska. With 50,000 acres of government land that is supposed to be controlled, key word on that word, by the National Wildlife Reserve. And they do burns that are supposed to be controlled burns, but they just let it a fire and walk off, and then it's up to someone else to take care of it. It's hurting the property there that the people are using because it gets out of control, taking out fences, taking out grasses, taking out herds, taking out wildlife. And they answer to nobody because they are a part of the federal government. Well, let me tell you something. The federal government is too big for its britches. That's the mom in me. They're too big for their britches. They are supposed to be the smallest entity. The local government should be the strongest in your area for you, then your state, and then the feds. We have it all topsy-turvy, and we have to sit and bow to their control over the land, over the property, over everything. Now it's your health care, it's marriage, lifestyles, religion, it's everything. They're not supposed to be controlling it, they're supposed to be staying out of it. Yet we find ourselves constantly backed in a corner by the bureaucracies. And we, the people, are the government, but we have to make that very clear. I don't know what your county sheriff is like there. Hopefully he's a constitutional county sheriff. Go to him. But I, like I said, well, I'm going to get you in touch with the Mountain Legal Foundation, Mountain States Legal Foundation, and they're not just in the Mountain States. They help all over. He was telling me, and I had him on the air here last year, and he was telling me how they'd help people in Missouri with property right issues. Moving on. Something else. And I'm telling you, I am naive. I had absolutely no idea that this even existed. None. Ditto. Nothing. I had no idea. Zippo, I mean, not ditto. This is coming from, I'm just going to say this little quote. This is coming from a listener who sends me all kinds of information, and every now and then he sends me some kind of a silly quote, silly saying. Now, we've heard Hillary tell us how poor she is. We hear those Democrats up there in the D.C. and around the block and around the state telling us how evil the rich is. And then telling us how to live. The rich people telling poor people how to live as poor people. They haven't got a clue what you and I deal with. They haven't got a clue what this gentleman in Nebraska is dealing with. Not a clue. And you know what? They don't care. But then I get this article about the NFL. Yes, the National Football League. The National Football League. Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? You got your coffee sitting down? I don't know about you, but I was totally wiped out by this. I could not believe that it even existed. The National Football League will end its tax-exempt status. Why was the National Football League? Somebody explain it to me. I'm sure there's a reason. Why was the National Football League tax-exempt? It says the National, this is coming from Newsmax, and it's by Richard Rubin. The National Football League Central Office will become a taxable entity, ending its tax-exempt status in a move with minimal financial effect and significant symbolic value. Oh, yeah, it's significant, all right. Minimal financial effect because they make billions of dollars. Okay, millions, maybe not billions. You know, it is billions. Commissioner Roger Goodell informed team owners and members of Congress of the decision in letters dated Tuesday, saying he was eliminating a distraction. Every dollar of income generated through television rights fees, licensing agreements, sponsorships, ticket sales, and other means is earned by the 32 clubs and is taxable there. That's what Goodell says. This will remain the case even when the league office and management council file returns as taxable entities, and the change in filing status will make no material difference to our business. The league had been under pressure from some U.S. lawmakers who had been questioning whether the NFL deserved a tax exemption. When did they get this, and why did they get this? I guess that's kind of what I want to know. There must be some history somewhere. I didn't look it up. The move will make the league more opaque because it will no longer need to disclose good old salary and other financial information. Oh, bingo, right there we see something. The U.S. requires that nonprofits file annual tax returns and make portions of them public. The NFL is the biggest sports league in the U.S. with a record $10 billion in revenue in 2013, up from $7 billion when Goodell took over as commissioner in 2006. Much of the revenue goes to the teams, which are taxable. Goodell received $35 million in salary and bonuses in 2013. Can you imagine 35 million dollars as your salary? Well, no wonder he doesn't want to expose that. He must be hoping to get a raise. I mean, how can he get by on that? According to Goodall's letter, the league has been studying the tax status for more than a year, and the full ownership gave it approval to the decision in March. They are going to become taxable instead of non-taxable. The National Football League was tax exempt, and I'm still trying to figure that one out. Of all the money they make, you know, sports is a part of America, and I know that they are distractions. I know that very well, but I like football. I like baseball. I like to watch the college basketball that I like, which is MU Tigers. I don't care to watch all the rest. I get upset with March Madness. It's in my way. I don't like it. But I know other people don't feel that way. But these sports entities are making so much money, and they charge the average person so much. You can't hardly take a family to a baseball game. I've only been to one football game in my life as far as the pro, and that was just last year. One football. You can't take a family to the baseball game without taking out a loan. It is so expensive. We took our kids one time to a baseball game. We went to the Royals in Kansas City. And we sat in the cheap seats. And I think if we got anything to eat, I don't remember that we did. We had to share, I'm certain. I had a 14-month-old or 2-year-old. He was just about 2, and he fell asleep on my lap. I sat there the whole time with a sleeping kid on my lap. We had a good time. People around us were having a little better time, apparently, with their spirits. And they got into a little bit of a food fight and war, and we got plastered with cheese whiz, all kinds of stuff on us. But it was expensive, and we didn't go back. It wasn't a bad experience. It's kind of funny to think about it, but it was an experience my kids will never forget, except the one that was sleeping on my lap. But my point is, it's supposed to be an American pastime, and you can't afford to take your family there. And here the NFL, the National Football League, has been tax exempt when they bring in billions of dollars a year, and their head man makes $35 million salary and bonuses. Crazy. Crazy. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And they know nothing about the situation in Nebraska or in other areas of this state, of the states, of the people of the United States, the struggles that we go through. While they're making millions and billions of dollars tax exempt and we barely get by. There's something wrong with that picture. 877-895-5410. That's the number to call at 877-895-5410. And Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We started out the show with a story of a fight going on in Nebraska over 50,000 acres that are supposed to be managed by the, what do they call themselves, the National Wildlife Refuge there in the Valentine, Nebraska area. How that's affecting people's lives and livelihoods and their homes. But you're not hearing anything except Baltimore. And then I shared about the NFL being tax exempt. Well, I guess that's probably been out there. I got it on Newsmax. But I tell you what, I never knew they were tax exempt. Of course, I don't pay attention to some of those things. Well, let's talk about the money a little bit. They keep telling us we're in a recovery. Perhaps we are. I don't know. Things might have picked up a little bit in the construction world. It's not as much new work as what it had been. Some of that is, and it is when it's an institution of sorts that gets money, not necessarily businesses. Well, this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation, by Curtis Dubay. And he's got some figures here that I thought you might find interesting. It says the very weak growth in the first quarter shows how weak the economic recovery is. Now, he gives some statistics, and I'll read some of it to you. I won't read you the entire thing, I promise. But then he also alludes to the fact that their excuse will be that the first quarter, of course, that's January through March, is winter, and the weather has a lot to do with the economy. And he said that's absolutely true. And then he goes on and explains something else, and I will share that for you. But he goes on here. He says, in the first quarter of 2015, the economy exhibited weakness that has become all too common during the Obama era. The Bureau of Economic Analysis, I wonder how much the people there make, reports that the economy grew at just, are you ready? 0.2% during that time. At 0.2% growth, the economy was dangerously close, he says, to not growing at all, or even going backwards. This is a first estimate from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and subsequent estimates could show the economy grew stronger or troubling was actually shrinking. Consumption in the first quarter was relatively strong compared to other sectors of the economy, but fell compared to the previous quarter. Declines in business, investments, and exports were large factors contributing to the anemic GDP growth. Government spending also fell. Inventories ticked up, which could mean businesses portend stronger sales going forward, but could also be a sign of declining demand. It's kind of six of one, half dozen of the other is kind of what I get. This overall slowdown is disappointing because growth was strong in the middle of 2014, leading many to suspect the economy was finally having a period of breakout growth that has been conspicuously absent from the recovery from the 2009, and he calls it the Great Recession. In the second and third quarters of last year, the economy grew 4.6% and 5%, respectively. However, he says, the economy slowed down in the fourth quarter to 2.2%. Combined with today's sub-bar report, it looks like hopes that the economy will break free of the shackles President Obama's policies have put on it through higher taxes, more regulations, and chronic uncertainty have been dashed again for the time being. Now, if you stop and think what he said there, more regulations and chronic uncertainty, do you remember in November the report came out that as of December 1st, there were going to be 3,000 more regulations. So is it the weather that affected the first quarter of this year, or was it the policies and the regulations? The regulatory policies are killing businesses and this economy. I'm not against all regulations, but I'm against over-regulating, over-mandating policies that fine and charge fees and taxes beyond compare, and how they stifle the economy. You know, they keep bringing up the minimum wage, and everybody needs a raise. Well, I need a raise. I wish my boss would give me a raise. I haven't had anything, and it'll be 4 years tomorrow. 4 years, CSC Talk Radio has been with you tomorrow. But we're killing ourselves when we try to control things that direction. Instead of improving our trade, lowering taxes, things that would actually promote growth in this economy, we don't hear either side talking about that. Not really. You heard Bill Bullard yesterday. It's not necessarily that nobody's against the trade. It's against some of the ideas in it, that what they're putting through with the policies, the same kind of mentality that has already hurt, especially in certain industries. So instead of doing something that would immediately help people, they do the opposite. If they are to force the wage issue, it's going to hurt the worker. It's not going to help the worker. It's going to hurt the businesses. It's not going to help the economy. But if they were to lower taxes, I know I'm a simple-minded person. If they were to lower taxes on everyone, everybody would get a raise. The economy would boost. Things would improve. People would spend more. More people would be working. And even at that, the government would get a raise because they'd be getting more from the people working. But you have to stop and think. When they want you to have a raise, you get more money, they get more money. They take more out of your pocket every time you get a raise. They get more. Do you think they're really worried about how much you put in your bank account? You bet they're not. Well, going on with this article, he says many analysis will likely point to the bad weather. That's what we just said. They were going to point to the bad weather, and he says it could be an indicator or it could not be an indicator. He said the economy bounced back strongly from a first quarter of negative growth last year, but will it this year? He goes on to say that the fact remains that a period of consistently strong growth, where the economy grows for several consecutive quarters at rates of about 5% at least, remains elusive. It hasn't happened, and it's a frustrating, a weak recovery. In the recovery, he says, back in 81 and 82, that recession, by way of comparison, the economy had three successful quarters where growth exceeded 8%. And he ends his article saying, the American people are becoming accustomed to a maddeningly inconsistent economy, but it does not have to be this way. We had a true recovery, growth would not be so slow today, and wages would be higher and job opportunities greater. Unfortunately, they will not experience those improvements until Washington reverses its poor policies, decisions of recent years. Well, it's been going on more than just recent years, but you know the recent years are expanding right now. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. How important is property and livelihood to you? What would your question be to a candidate? We'll be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been covering a gamut of topics. None of them are about Baltimore. We're going to skip past Baltimore, and we're going to look to what's really going on in this nation. Now, we've talked about the money. Let's look at this article just a little bit. And I didn't get very far into it that I was kind of looking cross-eyed and shaking my head and wondering, what? But this is also from the Daily Signal, and this is written by Kelsey Harkness. Caving to conservative pressure. GOP leadership agrees to hold vote to protect religious freedom in D.C. Now, that's where I kind of had to shake my head, okay? Caving to conservative pressure, the GOP leadership. Isn't the GOP leadership supposed to be conservative? Well, you got to chuckle about that. It says, after facing pressure from conservative lawmakers, the House leadership, which is, you know, GOP majority right now, has agreed to hold a vote on a measure that could strike down Washington, D.C.'s anti-discrimination law that opponents say infringes on the ability of organizations to operate in accordance to their religious beliefs. Now, if you remember, they passed some kind of a little law or ordinance there that was making it against the law for a businessman or woman, a business, to stand on their faith when it came to the health care issue of birth control or abortions. He said, we exerted a lot of pressure in the last 48 hours to bring the measure to the floor. And this is coming from Republican Bill Flores. He's a representative from Texas. Fortunately, our leadership has come to the conclusion that it's the right thing to do. Now, what I had heard a week or so ago was that they can, since they are in this area, that they can have some control, some say over certain issues there. The controversy surrounds a law called the Reproductive Health Non-Discrimination Act, which ensures that individuals are protected from discrimination by an employer employment agency or labor organization based on an individual's or dependents' reproductive health decisions. Republicans in Congress are using a rare measure called a resolution of disapproval, which, with the support of both houses and the president, would overrule the legislation passed by the D.C. City Council. Now, I'm not going to share the entire article. I think you understand what they're trying to do here. When did it become your right to force someone else to pay for your health? When did it become your right to force someone else to pay for your contraception? When did contraception become a right and not a privilege or a decision, a personal decision? When did that happen? When did it become a right for you to remove the right of another person, individual, business owner, from standing on their moral principles or faith? When did that become a right? When did your right trump someone else's right? When did it become a right for your wedding, be it whatever it may be, whether it's a same-sex marriage or otherwise? When did your feelings come over, take a higher road than a business has the opportunity to serve? Don't they have some say in their business? Now, I'm not for discriminating and not serving people. That is not what I'm talking about. But these married couples, these same-sex married couples, is the ones we're really dealing with right now. And I have a really, really good article here that I will not have time to share with you, and I couldn't have if I did it the whole hour. But it's a really, really good article on some of the statements that were made at the Supreme Court yesterday. But excessive fines and punishments that remove livelihood or property from another individual is wrong. It's wrong constitutionally and it's wrong morally. Your feelings do not equate taking away somebody's livelihood. $135,000 fine for not baking a wedding cake is excessive. It ruined this company. It ruined their business. It took away their opportunity. They had the kids working there. It's gone. Because somebody's feelings were hurt. Who are they? Are now married. I guess somebody baked them a cake. They seek out, I have no doubt, in the majority of these situations, they seek out companies they know are going to turn them down or think they know. And then they punish them. It's mean-spirited. It's bullying. I thought we were against that. We're supposed to have a no tolerance on bullying. And then we have the National Wildlife Preserve that goes in, does so-called control burns, ruining property, destroying fences, hurting the wildlife that they're there to protect. And nobody does anything to help these ranchers and farmers. Where is property rights? What happened to livelihood being important in this nation? You know, they used to hang people for stealing a horse because that was the man's main way to make a living, to get around, to commute. It was serious stuff. And look what's going on today. Just destroying businesses, destroying lives, ruining families. Because somebody's feelings were hurt. Well, tough toenails. They need to get over it. We need to bring back common sense to this nation, to respect livelihoods, to respect life, to respect property, and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.